Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 21st, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook announced two new feeds on its mobile apps. The home feed will be displayed when first opening the app using algorithm-based discovery for personalized discovery of Facebook content. A new Feeds tab will contain recent posts from friends, groups, pages, and favorites. Feeds will not offer suggested posts. The update will roll out globally over the next week. Amazon intends to acquire the primary care provider One Medical in a $3.9 billion deal. It's not clear if One Medical will remain an independent company or integrated into an overall Amazon healthcare strategy, potentially with its Amazon Care on-demand in-person care service. OpenAI said it will expand access to its DALL-E 2 text-to-image engine, onboarding roughly 1 million people on its waitlist within the next few weeks. The service will also move to a credit-based fee structure. Users will receive 50 credits for free on their first month and 15 free credits per month thereafter. One credit can be used to generate 4 images off of a single text prompt. Additional credits cost $15 for 115. SoundCloud signed a deal with Warner Music Group, allowing its artists to receive payouts based on its fan-powered royalties, or FPR. SoundCloud introduced FPR last year for independent artists, which distributes a listener's subscription or ad revenue to the artist they listen to, rather than pooling revenue and then paying out to artists on a label based on the number of streams. Earlier this week, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced a new searchable and dynamic map feature for Instagram, letting users explore popular tagged locations around them and filter location results by categories like restaurants, cafes, and beauty salons. Instagram's map experience on Instagram has, up until now, only included posts, but the update now lets users search the map itself for posts, stories, guides, and hashtags. A new report from the UK regulator Ofcom found that 7% of UK adults use TikTok as a news source, up from 1% in 2020. Among those 16 to 24, 27% use TikTok as a news source, although Instagram, Facebook, BBC One, Twitter, and the BBC app are more popular. 28% of children 12 to 15 use TikTok as a news source, the same as YouTube. In that demo, talking to family remains the most popular news source with 65%. According to an internal memo seen by the Wall Street Journal, Lyft shut down its first-party car rental service, although it will continue working with big car rental companies. Lyft launched the service in 2019, ultimately expanding to 5 locations in the U.S. The analyst firm Tech Insights reports that the Chinese foundry SMIC began shipping a 7-nanometer process node chip for a Bitcoin miner SoC since July 2021. Tech Insights reverse-engineered the chip, saying initial images suggest it's a close copy of TSMC's 7-nanometer process technology. U.S. sanctions have restricted access to advanced chip-making tools in China, so this is a significant step for SMIC. The Cyberspace Administration of China fined Didi Global over 8 billion yuan, that's about 1.2 billion U.S. dollars, citing data management that impacted national security and not complying with regulatory demands and oversight. Bloomberg sources say the company does not know when it can relaunch its mobile apps domestically, which were taken off app stores in July 2021. India remains Facebook's largest market. In February, when Meta reported Facebook's first quarterly drop in daily users, it said higher mobile data costs slowed growth in the country. According to internal research seen by Reuters, in February, Meta also identified many women in India avoiding the platform over concerns about content safety and unwanted contact. Meta found that 75% of Facebook monthly active users in India were male in 2021. At the Alexa Live Developer Conference, Amazon announced several new changes to how its voice assistant works. Developers will now be able to create routines for users. While users can still create their own, an example was Jaguar Land Rover offering a good night routine that locked the car, checked charge or fuel levels, and turned on Guardian mode. Universal commands is another feature that will pass along a command if Amazon can handle it, even if they use a different wake word. The example The Verge used was Skullcandy headphones. You could say, "Hey Skullcandy, set a timer," and it would pass that along to Amazon. WhatsApp rolled out the ability to transfer chat histories from Android to iOS and vice versa to all users. This comes after WhatsApp released the Move to iOS app in beta last month to transfer chats from Android. Ford announced it expects to hit a global production rate of 600,000 electric vehicles a year by late 2023, driven in part by the use of new lithium iron phosphate battery packs in some vehicles. This will mark a major ramp up for the automaker, as it only built 27,140 EVs in 2021. OnePlus will announce its second flagship phone of 2022, debuting the OnePlus 10T 5G in New York on August 3rd at 10 a.m. Eastern. This will be OnePlus's first in-person event since 2019. Dell announced the XPS 13 Plus Developer Edition will be the first OEM PC certified for Ubuntu 22.04 long-term support. This offers standard support on the Linux-based OS for 5 years and security updates for 10 years. Pricing for the Developer Edition starts at $1,289. And finally, Samsung Mobile President T.M. Roh said the overall smartphone industry shipped almost 10 million foldable phones in 2021, up 300% from 2020. For context, Samsung shipped 272 million smartphones in 2021. Ross Young of Display Supply Chain Consultants reports that Samsung held an 87.8% market share for foldables in 2021. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.